the KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host as usual. We'd like to thank our sponsors in the North State and all you people out there that are helping us stay on the air. And today is Sunday, March 30th, 2014. And we're going to be having our guest Lowell Ponte on today. I believe we'll have him after the first break. And I'm here in the studio. Well, my sister's out in the other room, so I'm not going to say her. She's not here at the moment. But Bob Martin, our all-around trusted producer and soundboard operator and great guy, is here. How you doing, Bob?
Great, Mark. How are you?
The fun never stops.
Oh, it's been a wild morning.
It's been a wild morning. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, we're streaming worldwide and you're listening to Jefferson State Radio here. go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me, and I highly suggest that you do. We're setting up a new page for Sovereign Minds. I've got it set up so you can get in there and request that as well on Facebook. But, so Marky Kent at Facebook or Sovereign Minds at Facebook. And so the quote of the day is never to go to bed angry. Stay up and plot your revenge. So anyway, I think my sister is now in the studio.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Running around all crazy and stuff. Good morning.
Trying to make it all happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. We are here in the studio, and let's see. It's a little after 10 in the morning on a Saturday. I know, Sunday.
It's Sunday.
I guess it's Sunday.
It's been Sunday for us for a while now.
Been crazy the last couple of weeks. We had the Gun Owners of California banquet last night. That was a lot of fun. And
that turned out pretty good. I think we had about 150 people, a lot of guns got auctioned. It was great.
Yeah, we had, Patrick Henry Jones there. He was emceeing. And then we also had Doug LaMalfa and Sheriff Basanko and Sam Paredes of Gun Owners of California. And it turned out really well. And we want to thank all those gentlemen for all of the support that they've been given the Second Amendment and our radio programs as well.
And we want to thank all the people. You know, this community, I have to say, this community is awesome for supporting things like that. And once again, they turned out and helped out for a good cause.
Absolutely, absolutely. With that, let's get a couple news stories in that I think are important. This one comes in from the Voice of Russia, because that seems to be the only place you can get any news any these days, unless you're worried about planes being ditched in the ocean. Fukushima radiation might reach the U.S. coast by the third anniversary of the catastrophe, and this comes in from the Voice of Russia. Radioactive water from the 2011 Fukushima nuclear meltdown is expected to reach the West Coast by next month, according to one recently publicized scientific model, which would be the third anniversary of the catastrophe, said Kevin Camps, radioactive waste specialist at Beyond Nuclear, an anti-nuclear group. So I don't know how reliable that is, but by gosh, if we're not thinking that there could be a problem here, the 3 years in and nobody's done anything, it's still flowing into the ocean. You know, we knew as early as 2011 that tuna carrying radioactive psyllium from Fukushima were swimming off the shores of North America. They had simply migrated across the ocean with the contamination in their flesh. So seafood contamination is a serious issue, especially because of bioconcentration of radioactivity in the food chain, and we sit at the top of the food chain. So testing seafood is essential. It's not happening, and we need to, you know, get people involved in that. So you might want to start, hitting up your congressman and the people that are involved in that to maybe place a priority on at least testing the food to see if there's a contamination.
Yeah, that might be a good idea, you know, we start glowing or something. Yeah. But then again, we go back to the whole thing with food and GMOs, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, we need to get them involved so, you know, we know exactly what we're eating or not.
Yep, I agree. On to the next story. Okay, the next story comes from Zero Hedge and the petrodollar alert. Putin prepares to announce Holy Grail gas deal with China. And so Russia is preparing to announce, make an announcement of the Holy Grail energy deal, which, with none other than China, a move which could send geopolitical shockwaves around the world and bind the two nations as a commodity-backed axis. This could be a real problem for our dollar. And so we're looking for a crash of the petrodollar, the U.S. dollar. That could be devastating on our economy because that would increase the devaluation of the dollar dramatically very quickly. So look for that to possibly happen. And so, you know, to summarize, with the biggest political tectonic shift since the Cold War accelerates with the inevitable firming of the Asian axis, the West monetizes its debt, revels in paper wealth created from an all-time highly manipulated stock market, while at the same time trying to explain why 6.5 unemployment is real indicative of a strong economy. It really blames the weather for every disappointing economic data and for every single person that's transfixed with finding a missing airplane. So that should tell you that, gee, maybe we're focusing on the wrong things. Who cares about an airplane ditched in the ocean? I don't know. Just saying. So the next one we have here, this comes from Breitbart. Tea Party candidate first ever to win as a write-in for Pennsylvania State Senate. A Tea Party candidate became the first ever state senator in Pennsylvania to win as a write-in candidate on Tuesday in a special election that showed how dissatisfied voters are, even at the local level, with both organized political parties. So that ought to tell you something, that, you know, the Tea Party is not dead and the Tea Party is alive. And, you know, just because the mainstream media and the politics of both right and left have been hammering on the Tea Party that they're the bad guys, the real deal is we know who the bad guys are, and they're in office, and they're the guys in charge. So,
yep.
All right. With that, let's go into, you know, I wanted to touch, because of our last program with We the People here, I wanted to touch a little bit on the abolition of private property and the Communist Manifesto, the 10 planks. You know, we've been so dumbed down in America. We always talk about how the kids are being dumbed down in the schools. Well, we've been dumbed down in the media. Let's just be honest and admit it. Let our hair down and talk real honestly here, because most of the people out there don't understand what communism is or even why it's a problem. But I'll read the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto here real quick. And let's, and then you guys can make some decisions out there for yourself. Which plan are we following? Are we following the Constitution, or we have been following the Communist Manifesto? The first platform is the abolition of private property and the application of all rent to public purpose. The second is a heavy graduated progressive income tax. The 16th Amendment changed things in 1913, and that just happened to be when we got the fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto, which is centralized credit in the hands of the states by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly on money printing. Gee, that couldn't be that's free market capitalism. That's why the gold and silver thing got thrown out the window, and that's what the founding fathers said, that, you know, Jefferson said that paper was poverty, the ghost of real money. Abolition is number third of all rights of inheritance. Number four, confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. Gee, what's Agenda 21 doing and all that kind of stuff? We've got six, centralization by means of communication and transportation in the hands of the state. Seven, extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, nationalizing things like, you know, I don't know, car manufacturers and, you know, things like that. Anyway, equality, equal liability of all labor, establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture.
That wouldn't be happening. Nothing like that.
Combination of agriculture and manufacturing industry, gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country by a more equitable distribution of the population over the country. Does that sound like Agenda 21 at all? Last one, free education of all children in government schools. Wow, that couldn't be happening here, is it?
Not at all.
Anyway, I think we got to go to our break, and then we will come back.
And hopefully by then we'll have our guest on the line, And so this is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I found out where I came.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Now here we have two real pioneers embarking upon a new career. capitalizing on this global warming hype. Yeah, they're the ones that brought you the left-handed hammer and tried to market a recycled pamper. You could say the Gullible brothers have always been the entrepreneurial type. But this next harebrained gullible venture could be earmarked as the major clincher as to whether or not they'll be living it up in their retirement age. They put all they had into one bankroll, bought a bunch of land down at the South Pole, eagerly awaiting the impending doom of climate change, thereby being in the catbird seat in the new Florida. And I'm all for working hard to keep this planet clean, but man-made global warming just don't make no sense to me. But if you insist on buying into this media false alarm, I know a couple of guys who wheel and deal in frozen farms.
Go ahead and play the whole thing, Bob.
Next up on the Real Estate Show, we have the Gullible Brothers, live via satellite from the east coast of Antarctica. Hello, boys. Are you on the line?
Hi, I'm Gary Gullible. This is my younger brother, Justice Gullible. Thanks for having us on the show.
You bet. What actually do you have available in the way of land?
We got beautiful home sites available, which ocean front once the ice melts a little bit. God, it's cold. And now we've got some beautiful farms and more inland as soon as we lose about 40 feet of this snow. Oh, Lord.
I'm all for working hard to keep this planet clean, but man-made global warming just don't make no sense to me. But if you insist on buying into this media false alarm, I know a couple of guys who wheel and deal in frozen farms.
Well, boys, what's the weather like down there? Sounds cold.
Well, it's not too bad. 62 below, but at the moment wind chills is 100 below. But spirits are high. We've been told it's definitely going to rise in a little while. It's records and 7 feet of snow and all. But Al Gore said it's going to be okay. Oh, Lord. Justice, run. And here comes a polar bear.
I'm all for working hard just to keep this planet clean, but man-made global warming just don't make no sense to me. But if you insist on buying into this media false alarm, I know a couple of guys who wheel and deal in frozen farms. Oh,
hey. Well, we'd just like to thank the Gullibles for joining us today. Barry Gullible, any last words for those who may be looking to relocate once the rest of the world floods? Oh, my goodness. Okay, Justice, how about you?
I can't feel my feet.
There you have it. The great Ray Stevens there. It looks like we're having a little bit of issue getting our guy on the telephone here, our guest, Lo Ponte. So I'm not sure what happened every once in a while.
Yeah, it happens every once in a while, you know.
Every once in a while we get things happen in life. Problems, and, yeah. So anyway, I guess we'll just have to tap dance and figure out what we're doing here. I'm not sure. We were going to do a little bit of talk about global warming, and we're going to talk a little about monetary policy.
Yeah, he actually has written a couple different books on the currency and inflation and things like that. And he also had was written for the Reader Digest for like 15 years and among other things. So hopefully we'll get him on. If not, we'll have to, like I say, do some tap dancing, so.
Maybe we have him here. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Anyway, I got a story here. Silver Eagle sales hit new record in March, and large COMEX silver withdrawal. So it looks like the January, February, and the March numbers are coming in, and we're not completely over, but Silver Eagle's top 500,000 on the last day of reporting. Total sales in March could surpass 5 million and overtake January as the highest month amount. So what we're looking at here is we're starting to see a little bit of a run on the metals out of the mint, and the large withdrawal out of the COMEX as well. So just hang on. Don't get antsy and look for the long term. So,
I believe we have a caller on the line, but I don't think it's our guest. I think it's Terry. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. And yourself?
Good. little tap dance, huh?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, sometimes it just happens. You know?
Yeah, well, I wanted to remember you and I were talking last week about staffing, about how our our different people staff. I just wondered if you guys wanted to hear the rest of that.
Yeah, actually, we do. I had written it down as let's talk about Bruce Ross and Brian Dahl.
Well, I think the thing about Brian Daly, I did have a chat with him, and you know, I really think some of these guys in their mind are trying to do the right thing. But my take on it with him, when I talked to him, I called him. He actually called me back last week on Thursday, and we had a chat about this. And my question was, you know, I understand that sometimes people want to hire staffs and people on staff that have maybe a different view than they have. The question I would have, though, is that we know that didn't work out well for Brian with his last gal that he had that was diametrically opposed to him on a lot of the issues. And also there was a problem there when it came to the dam. So Brian had one view and she had another view. And, of course, she's gone now. Well, now we fast forward to Bruce Ross, who comes in with Brian Daly. And Brian's thinking that this is a guy who's articulate and kind of help him out there. But by the same token, I wasn't really clear that Brian was totally up to snuff on some of the things and views that Bruce Ross had taken. And I want to get your view on that, the two of you. But before I go there, I'd like to say that one of the things that was interesting is I said, you know, if you have someone who's your director, and he's the person probably that people will talk to and not you, Brian. I understand that the buck stops there, and I appreciate that. But the challenge is that when you have someone who's been diametrically opposed, a different view on the wolves, a different view on the bathroom law, a different view on immigration, a different view on the dams, a different view on almost everything you've had, then, you know, in some cases, if somebody calls up that office and they say, well, you know, we'd like to know the assemblyman's views on this particular issue, let's say wolves, and then, you know, Bruce's question, well, gosh, what about your view? That you wrote about, and you know, that would sort of reflect on Brian, because Bruce would have to probably give his view, wouldn't he?
Well, I would think so. You know, not to take away from what you're talking about, who did Brian run against? Wasn't that Bassetti?
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of explains it all there, if you ask me.
Well, it does, but I think the thing is that, you know, the deal is that we have who we have.
Yeah, no, I agree. I was just kind of thinking back. So.
You know, and the thing is that I really believe that Brian didn't, or it seemed to me that he wasn't even privy about half the stuff that Bruce wrote about. I mean, how could you be and make that decision?
Well, you'd think that you would have done a little bit of investigation on the people that you're hiring to be your spokespersons, you know.
Well, I think the thing is that a lot of times, you know, you may take advice from somebody, and maybe you take advice from a particular supervisor, for example, that recommends Bruce Ross, you know, or you take advice, you know, they recommend this guy or the other guy. And it's nothing, you know, I mean, Bruce Ross is a nice guy and all. The whole point is that, you know, even if his views were meant to be controversial in the newspaper, how does that help you when you're really trying to, you know, work with your constituents? And again, most of the information and articles were diametrically opposed to what most of Brian's constituents believe.
Well, isn't Brian supposed to be a conservative, a fiscal conservative, as well as other areas?
Yeah, I mean, he's a Second Amendment guy. He stands up for that. You know, like I said, I think he's trying to do the right thing. I guess my concern is that, you know, maybe it's one of those things where you leave the choosing of certain people to, maybe the majority of that goes to someone else's opinion, and you rely heavily on that opinion, and you're doing 100 other things, and maybe you didn't look at it closely, but it really is kind of a, It's a really interesting dynamic. I mean,
it seems amazing to me, actually. It seems like kind of a conundrum to be for all of these conservative values, and at the same time, you hire somebody who's diametrically opposed by his own admissions and editorials and various publications through the Record Flush, I mean, Searchlight.
Well, yeah, that's a good point, Mark. And, you know, part of that could be the fact that, you know, maybe he was trying to be controversial to sell newspapers. I don't know. That was a remark Brian made. But it's kind of like, okay, but when you got on the chat room with him or Facebook, he still stood behind his positions.
Yeah, every
so
time
it's
I
kind of like,
yeah,
yeah,
every time I had a conversation with him about anything, you know, to say that he was a left-leaning progressive communist would probably not even be that far out of the realm of reality at all, because that was the take I got, is that, you know, everything that's going on in the government right now is good, and everything that the Tea Party stands for and the Constitution is bad. I mean, that was basically the take I got every time I had a conversation with him.
Well, you know, my opinion of Bruce is that he's, you know, he seems to be a nice guy, personable when I've talked to him, but by the same token, you know, I just look at his views, and that his views are basically diametrically opposed to everything that Brian's saying, and you know, Brian, you know, is he's saying, okay, well, you know, I'm the buck stops here, yeah, but if I'm a constituent, I pick up the phone, I don't get you, I get the guy you have in my district. And not only that, but you get the, who's the director? He's the director. He's gone up from a field person all the way up to director in one foul swoop. And you know, it isn't like there hasn't been a problem before with Nadine Bailey.
Well, if you talk
I'm just a little befuddled, but you know, Brian's I think at Brian's heart he wants to do the right thing. I'm just really concerned about the decisions on staff, because if this ends up the same way his last decision was made that way, it's not going to bode well. And I think we all want Brian to do the job that we elected him to do, and people want to stand behind him. But it's really hard when you are hiring people that people know don't believe what you know, you say you believe and what they believe.
Well, what ends up happening is something similar to Dave Verhoeger. If you're not careful, they become just a person who's running interference for them, and that never gets to the your politician, your legislature guy, because what happens is they disagree with all the comments or any of the concerns, and so that just never gets brought up to the politician guy.
Well, that's a point I hadn't thought of, but you know, the thing is too is that when you have a situation like with, for example, let's say John calls into the office there and asks where the assemblyman stands on a certain issue, you know, and then that particular person says, well, Mr. Ross, you know, you stood this way in your editorial on this day and your comments on Facebook this day. How do you justify those positions if you're working for somebody who doesn't believe what you believe, or have you changed your mind? Well, see, now all of a sudden, the issue becomes not really what the assemblyman thinks or what the assemblyman
Correct.
Believes or
That's
his
what I'm
position
saying.
Is. It becomes the justification of why his director is the has to justify his position on where it was.
Yeah,
I mean, it just really is amazing to me. And after the program that we heard on We the People, you start scratching your head going, wow, this... Man, I wonder if this is getting closer to River City than we think.
Absolutely. Listen, Terry, stay on the line. I want to finish this. Let's go to a break real quick, and then let's come back and let's talk about this some more, because I think this is a great subject to hit on.
Sure.
All right. The number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow behind. Ooh, a dream.
Home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
On April 1st, That Kitchen Place is celebrating their 10th anniversary.
What kitchen place?
That Kitchen Place on Hilltop across from Best Buy.
Oh, That Kitchen Place. How are they celebrating?
In style. They'll have a week of daily giveaways, delicious food sampling, and even wine tasting from Indian Peak Winery. That Kitchen Place wants to thank the people of Reading for 10 years of fabulous business.
Where is it again?
That Kitchen Place, located at 975 Hilltop Drive.
What kitchen place?
That Kitchen Place. Place.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Baker Street. Good stuff. I like that horn. So we're here on the airwaves, and we've got Mr. Terry Raposa as our special guest, and we're talking about Brian Dolly. So where were we, Terry?
Well, I don't want to specifically make this about one particular guy. I just think it's interesting what's happening with some staffing. And again, you know, the reason it is a bit unique is the simple fact that if you call another congressman's staff or you call a senator's staff, et cetera, you will get the opinion and the stand of that particular congressman or that particular assemblyman, et cetera. The whole thing is that to choose someone who is out of the media and out of the liberal media, I would submit that to you, is again befuddling. It's like saying that the Constitution is ambiguous and doesn't really mean what it says. Well, when I read the Second Amendment, it says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. There's nothing that you can take with that particular statement in the Second Amendment and say, oh my gosh, that's a bit ambiguous. There's not an ambiguous word in that whole statement.
Oh, but they do. They figure out a million different ways to try to slice and dice that one, even though it's not ambiguous at all. So have you tried to call up Brian's office, and have you talked to Bruce Ross? Maybe that's what we need to have a bunch of people do and see what we come away with.
I haven't, but I know that I do have a friend, you know, Comrade Ann, who did make a phone call down there to Sacramento. And she did talk to some of his staff down there and found some pretty interesting answers on that, you know, as far as the wolf question goes. And so, again, the staffer down there, is it's a little bit strange on, well, you know, he doesn't believe in, you know, the assemblyman doesn't believe this way, but gosh, you know, by golly, he doesn't believe this way. Well, what does he believe? Well, I'm not really sure. That's the answer you get, and it's like, it seems like everything being as ambiguous as possible is what we're getting, and it doesn't really hold as true with a lot of the other staffs. I've got a concern there, and again, I want to clarify that I like Brian. I think he's trying to do a good job. I just really, you know, gosh, I mean, your staff is such an important arm of your function. I can't stress that enough.
I was going to say, Terry, maybe this is a good signal for the people out there. This shows you that you need to get more involved and make the calls down there. Find out what's going with these people that we do have in office or thinking about getting into office. You know, just because they have a certain letter by their name or something doesn't mean that that's the one that you want to vote for.
Well, this sounds to me like the typical politician, and I'm not saying that that's what Brian's doing, but it sounds like it when you stick your finger up in the air and test the wind. And, you know, before you have an opinion, you got to make sure which way the wind's blowing.
And there's always the thing about, you know, we can show up, you know, as meaning the Republicans, and we can show up, and if we didn't show up, it wouldn't matter because it's run by the Democrats. But then the other thing that's really kind of strange about that is that, okay, if that's the case, do you know why that is? And I asked the assemblyman that. I said, do you understand Reynolds versus Sims? And he says, no, not really. And I said, well, I'll call you back and explain it to you. And in a lot of cases, when you have our elected officials that don't understand what's going on with the representation, it just gives me pause. And to his defense, he's not the only one.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
I've talked to people on Board of Supervisors, don't have a clue. They know our vote doesn't count. They don't know why. They don't know about the Reynolds versus Sims case. You know, they don't know about Baker Brown versus Thompson in Wyoming. They don't know about any of that stuff. And you would think that it'd be, gosh, 101 on why we don't have, why we're ineffectual as far as our representatives go.
And you're going to wonder why people aren't questioning them.
Well, I think a lot of it is the education. And I know that when we went to Sutter last Thursday night, we went in there and we presented a program on the state of Jefferson. I feel very, very confident that Sutter is going to lean either toward the declaration right off the get-go or going to lean toward putting it on the ballot. They were all in favor of it. The room was packed out. We had people standing out in the hall. It was an amazing meeting, and there wasn't one supervisor there that disagreed with us. And here's the real deal.
Hold on, when we stop and think
about representation, without the idea of the state of Jefferson, without the reality of us actually forming this state, there is no other answer. And I've asked every politician that, including Brian Daly and Jim Nielsen and Doug LaMalfa and every one of them, and none of them know. They don't know. There is no other answer to this. So I just want to encourage people, you need to get behind the state of Jefferson, period. We do not have representation, and maybe it'd be good to get to print in great big bold letters what's going on with Reynolds versus Sims, that great article the guy did the other day on Gray versus I don't remember the exact case, but that was a one man one vote.
Well, Terry, hold on a second. So we have the Shasta Lantern coming out this next month that has been put together, and I think that if it doesn't have an explanation of Reynolds versus Sims in that, there will be one shortly after that. What was the other court case you cited? Brown versus.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up for you. Write this minute.
Yeah, because I want to go ahead and do a little homework on that.
It's Sunday morning, and let me find this, buddy.
Yeah, no, I understand. But what we would need to do is deliver this education to the population out there so that they can start pressing our representatives to look into these things, look these things up. We're concerned about this stuff and force them to, and that's the job of the people, is to force them to go after the issues that are concerning the population, the people, and so forth, so we do get some representation out there. So we know.
Well, that's the thing, and you're so right, Mark, and it's another thing. We need to have people starting, you know, to run for office that basically know what's going on. This piece was written in the Record Searchlight, and I believe it was about a week ago, by a gentleman named Michael Madden, who I'd really like to meet. And what he did is he explained the Gray versus Sanders court case, which was one man, one vote. And it's a great piece. I can go ahead and I'll go ahead and send this. I think Kayla has it.
Right.
And I think that she's going to refer to that. But I mean, between that in Reynolds versus Sims, it totally sums up what happened to us and how these two court cases are unconstitutional. I mean, they're totally unconstitutional, and I think the idea of standing up for that is really the keynote of us getting back our liberties and us getting back our representation.
I agree. Listen, Terry, what was the Brown one? You had Brown something from Wyoming?
Brown versus Thompson. That was Thompson. The one in Wyoming where they actually overturned a portion of Reynolds versus Sims, and they actually created a situation where three counties actually got were able to get representation with a senator, even though they were very, very tiny counties. Between the three of them, I think they made up to about 5,000 people. And it was, and I'm not sure the date, I want to say 1979, but it was the first time that someone had challenged Reynolds versus Sims and they won. And I actually talked to Bruce Ross about this, and he demeaned that to saying it was a small case. Well, a small case, so what? I mean, you know, it's sort of like what you're saying is just because it happened in Wyoming, it's not a big deal. Just because it's a smaller case, right. It went to the Supreme Court and it won, it doesn't matter. How does that work?
Listen, Terry, let's go to another break, come back, and we'll finish it off with this stuff, because we want to pull this all together with the state of Jefferson and pull it together for the people out there who are not educated, where to get the education, because we're not getting it from our local newspaper. That's why I just dropped it. I've had enough of these guys. They don't print anything that they don't think is going to uphold their agenda. With that, let's go to a break real quick,
right,
and then we'll come back.
All right, this is KCNR, 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
That's what we need, a little more oxygen, because I think we're starting to, our brain cells are starting to go.
Oh, well, some maybe, people's brains are going.
It could be geoengineering, who knows. I got aluminum on the brain and borium and whatever else is in the stuff.
Well, during the break, we got a phone call. And just to let people know, I guess there's a petition down on Hilltop that says it's for the state of Jefferson.
At the 99-cent store by Black Bear Diner.
Yeah.
That area.
Uh-huh. That says it's for the state of Jefferson, but it actually isn't. It's for the guy out of San Jose or something. So be careful out there, folks.
Yeah.
What you're signing, make sure you read it and know what you're signing.
Yeah, there's a lot of fake errors going out there, a lot of disinformation, a lot of stuff. I mean, try to keep the population as confused as possible, and everybody fighting amongst themselves. That's the whole media game these days. So everybody needs, it's a divide and conquer strategy.
So again, get your education, know what's going on, ask questions, do your homework.
Yeah, because the alternative is, I had it right here, a quote. Here's the alternative. Communism is not love. Communism is a hammer with which to crush the enemy. That was Mao Zedong. So, yeah, we maybe need to start paying attention out there, Americans, and get involved in your own government because, yeah, it's going to get ugly here, and you better get involved. Anyway, Terry.
Okay, one more thing before we get back to Terry. Sorry, didn't want to interrupt you. But I just got in the chat room to remind people about the petition about McConnell that's over at DMV.
Okay, very good. Let's make the announcement, too, if you're done with that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, let's make the announcement. Next week, we'll be having Orly Tates on, and she's been instrumental on the eligibility issues for our commander-in-chief, who's not eligible, in my opinion. It doesn't matter where he's born.
And she's running for attorney general.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, so there you go, folks.
It wasn't Yee was running for Secretary of State, so.
that gun running guy? I mean, you know, that was against the Second Amendment, yeah.
Yeah, so now I think he's not running for Secretary of State anymore. He's being incarcerated by the state.
He's just running.
He's just running. There you go, Bob.
I think they call that on the lam. Anyway, Terry, are you there?
Yeah, you know, after all, I mean, you must be ye of little faith, you know?
Oh, ye of little faith.
I'll tell you what, the thing is that the guy was transparent. Everybody he was running those guns with knew about it, so.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? And then, what I heard too is that he was running these guns to the Muslim Brotherhood. I'll tell you. Confiscate everybody's weapons because it's for your own good. It's for your protection. In the meantime, I'm selling guns to the Muslim Brotherhood. That's got to be, that's for your protection, too.
That's because you don't know any better.
He came up with $500,000 in bail and just wrote a check out.
We got Shrimp Boy on the chat room now.
Yeah, anyway, to get back to what you were saying, first of all, I want to, that petition probably is Tim Draper's petition about the six Californias, especially the guys from San Jose. And, as you guys know, maybe that could be a subject for another time, but we probably should talk about the Tim Draper situation at some point. Simply because we've had great communication with him. He called me on Christmas Eve. We've had hour-long conversations, and everybody knows about Agenda 21 radio. Well, when Tim was interviewed on Agenda 21, he told Paul Preston during the break, which is exactly what he told me on Christmas Eve after I explained to him what we were doing, Reynolds versus Sims, etc. He told Paul Preston he wished he had talked to us first. So the thing is that in a lot of cases, if you sign the thing, understand that's for the six states. Whether you do or you don't, is not as big a deal, except that what he's trying to do, we would have to go back and redo it the same way we're doing it anyway. We'd still have to get, a declaration of some form from the counties. We'd still have to enter it into the parliamentary records. We'd still have to do another bill on it. And he understands a lot of that now. But one thing I think that would be really great for people to know, and that is that on Saturday night, April the 5th, at the Elks Lodge in Red Bluff, we will be having a town hall. It's going to be a great town hall. It'll be a pre-warm-up to the vote which is going on the ballot for Tehama County. Soon we'll be having one in Corning. I think that's May 14th. We'll be at the Holiday Inn Express on April the 7th with it's a closed meeting. It's for the coalition of the Tea Party groups in California. Then an open meeting at the NorCal Tea Party in their general session from 6:30 to 8:30 in Auburn at the Ridge golf course, and that's going to be on the 17th at 6:30. So there's, I mean, and that's just a few. We'll be having a town hall here in Shingletown soon. I mean, it's just amazing. If people need information on this, they can go to jeffersondeclaration.net. And again, the thing about Tim Draper is that if you ever do look at what he's doing with the six states, he didn't take into account when he created these states for the California landmass that politically it would be suicide. And that's what I explained to him. I said, you know, politically, you didn't look at it this way, did you? And he said, no, I didn't. I looked at it economically. And I said, oh boy, howdy, you sure did. The problem with that is that where you have these counties that would dominate the state with one man, one vote, and the Reynolds versus Sims court ruling staying intact, that the people would still not have any voice in the government, would still not have equal representation because of the fact that it would be one man, one vote. And what, and you know this, Mark, being a businessman forever, you know this. I mean, what is the thing that can control and affect business more than anything? That would be legislation and regulation. So legislation and regulation isn't done first to an equal and fair process, then how do you expect to do things economically before you have that in place?
Well, that's a problem. You know, we don't have a free market anymore, and we don't have any representation anymore in the state of California, and it's directly related to the Reynolds versus Sims case. And I predict that this is going to get steam across the country because every red county in the country is not being represented anymore because of this court case. And everybody who doesn't understand it needs to do some homework on this and get informed, because it could reverse the trends that have been, you know, running us towards a totalitarian state for you know, since 64, 50 years or whatever. And so we've got to reverse that and start electing the officials that are going to represent the rural counties across the board, which will then turn over the United States Senate as well as the local the Senates in each state as far as that goes. So, you know, right now if we had reversed that, we would be Boxer and Feinstein would be gone. The Senate would be turned over. We'd have control of the Senate. We'd also have control of the California Senate, which then would be able, we'd have our own representatives in there, and we would vote the state of Jefferson for ourselves. People don't realize the power of this one aspect.
Yeah, if it got overturned, you're right. It would affect 30 states. And we do have, since you mentioned that, actually we're getting noises from New York, Florida, Maryland's in, Colorado's in, Michigan's in, Pennsylvania's in. This is the tip of the spear. We're not just communicating with people in California, but that's the thing that's so amazing about this movement, and you hit it so well. I mean, it's like I had an hour and a half long conversation with Mark Mangus, and he's like, well, you know, you need to call me, keep me abreast of this. I said, hey, I had 46 phone calls the other day. I'm supposed to keep you abreast of breaking news and possibly what could be in the next year and a half.
Is that Mark?
One of the most important things that ever happened in our country.
Terry.
And I have to find you,
Terry,
to give you information? I don't think so.
Terry.
I love you, but I haven't got time to do that. Nobody does. This is our country. This is our liberty. This is the silver bullet we've
Terry,
all been looking for.
Terry, are you saying Mike Mangus or Mark Mangus?
I said Mike Mangus.
Oh, I thought you said Mark Mangus.
Mike Mangus from
Channel
7.
Channel
good
7.
Guy.
Yeah, the thing is they're not reported.
We all get so wrapped up in our little local, I mean, you know, pet of the week, etc. I mean, oh my gosh.
Well, they're not reporting anything.
With the local stars, and we see our country falling down around us. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, they're not reporting anything, Terry. They only report the feel-good local stuff, the weather, and then they don't even report that because
that's the problem all along.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
All you gotta do is look outside and you see all these streaks all over the sky and oh, that's just normal, right? Nobody knows, even the weathermen. So we're down to a minute, Terry, so we're gonna have to let you go. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Terry.
We totally appreciate your point of view and your input. And, we've got about a minute left here, so we better clean it up here before we get off.
Yeah, we should. So don't
have a great day, guys.
All right, thanks,
you too.
Terry. Okay.
Thanks.
So with that, do we have any other announcements? Veterans things or anything?
Veteran things, no. Just wanted to let people know that yesterday, with it being Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans, I guess they had a pretty good turnout at the Veterans Hall. Also, the Traveling Wall is up in Yreka, and we served about 600 kids the other day. So they were able to come out and view the wall. So that was really nice to see.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time.
Once again.
Yeah, no. So anyway, I'll end with the usual quote, which is, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Get involved out there, and let's take our country back.
This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
All right, thank you, Mark. Thank you, Linda. This is KCNR's Shasta Redding. Don Shillman is next.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Russia is sending out demands today for a diplomatic resolution to the crisis in Ukraine, saying the former Soviet republic should be unified in a federation allowing wide autonomy to its various regions. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has been meeting today in Paris with Secretary of State John Kerry. He says Russia has no intention of crossing Ukraine's borders. Some U.S. lawmakers aren't buying it.
They have everything they need already, I believe, on that eastern border to go into Ukraine if they decide they want to do it.
Republican Congressman Mike Rogers, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, some intelligence reports indicate Russia has massed 100,000 troops on the border with Ukraine. By the way, Rogers is on his way out, SRN's Greg Clugston explains.
After 14 years in Congress, Michigan Representative Mike Rogers has announced he won't be seeking re-election. Rogers is a close ally of Speaker John